I've been looking at different libraries which enable client-side templates with JavaScript. Client-side templates allow applications to have more flexible front-end interfaces, and may be especially useful for people looking to use more JavaScript remoting and have less reliance on tags like repeat. The first library I started to tinker with was jcode2. jcode2's main goal appears to be as fast as possible, and the syntax of the templates should be very familiar to anyone who has worked with server-side scripting languages like ASP or PHP for such things. jcode2 works seamlessly with jQuery as a plugin, so it's easy to add the templating logic into your document. Here's an example I have up on a gist. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Pretty straightforward. I'm adding in jQuery through an existing HTML5 resource I've got on the instance, and then the jcode2 library itself. jcode2 then adds in the functions to render the template portion. jcode2 means code append, as in append the results of the template, in this case the script area with the contacts underscore tmpl it to the DOM object referenced by jQuery, in this case, the unordered list. The less than percent equals equals percent greater than tags within the jcode2 template provides are dynamic areas, in this reading the name and id from a contact returned from a JavaScript remoting call, which just as a SQL call, returns the array. Since the data is in a list, jcode2 will iterate through the results, giving us our list of contact information. However, if we wanted to use a little JavaScript for logic within our template, we just use less than percent percent greater than instead. So if you wanted to call out John Doe in particular. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. I've set this page up so that the HTML reads as someone might normally parse an HTML file, but the script templates are up to you to create and place as you need, even if you need to load them separately, though I'm not sure if the latter defeats any of the cache system jcode2 uses for speed. Any way you slice it, though, it offers a great tool for the user interface toolkit.